Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at the Aquilino Resort and Spa in Sunny Isles, Florida. And we're here at one of my favorite restaurants, because I have been here before, Il Molino. And it's one of two restaurants here at the hotel. And it is obviously, it is the Il Molino brand that you might be familiar with in various places in New York and places like that. And we're talking with Chef Claudio and Jason Rodriguez, who's the manager. And not the dishwasher, as you told me. No, I'm the dishwasher. And we're going to find out more about this wonderful Il Molino. And actually, right now, until recently, Il Molino in New York, they weren't open. Now I think they are. But you can come down here to Florida and enjoy it. So you're going to find out about all this and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Jason, tell us a little bit about Il Molino in the background. How many Il Molinos are there?
Well, currently there's about 15, 16 restaurants all across the country. Most of them are located in New York City. We have three in Florida, two in Atlantic City. And we also have some license agreements in the Poconos and in Macau.
So you got them all over the place. But how long has this one been here?
This one has been here since 2006, I believe, 2005. It's about 15 years.
Wow, you know, so we got a chance to try this back in 2019. Of course, something happened in the last year. I don't know what it was, but it was a little devastating to the travel industry and to the restaurant business, too. Chef Claudio, tell us a little bit about the cuisine here. It is obviously Italian, but it's even more, right?
It's Italian. How can I say? It's mostly strictly Italian.
Right.
I think you can... It's very difficult to find some Italian restaurant who does what we do at Il Molino. We have our Dover sole, our Branzino, who they are flying twice a week from Europe. Everything is done fresh from scratch. All the soup, all the stock. We are still doing everything in the kitchen like old style.
Yeah, and in fact, I remember very much the Parmesan, the wedge of Parmesan you come out. It's just, you got to get that. You got to get the Parmesan. But would you call this Northern Italian? What would this be?
It's not Northern Italian. It's more Central and South Italian. It's more focused on that side of Italy.
You do cater to the guests of the hotel as well as the outside, right?
Correct. We're open to the public, and we cater to hotel guests and residents.
And I understand now with the COVID, you are now open for three meals a day, right? Your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right?
Yes, we're open for all three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, where guests have an opportunity to enjoy dining al fresco or dining inside the dining room. We're taking all COVID guidelines, precautions with six feet apart, and other local mandates that ensure the safety of our employees and guests.
Well, you have been opening up a little bit here in Florida, but you're still doing all the social distance thing the right way, right?
Correct. Luckily, we have this beautiful terrace overlooking the ocean and the pool of the resort, which makes dining much more pleasant.
Now, I'm dining here the next night. What would you suggest that I have here?
Oh, you should try definitely the Dover sole. You should try our porcini ravioli, who are a staple of the Il Molino. The lamb chop, the bill parmigiana.
Yeah, so it's a lot of meat, a lot of like that. Yeah,
it's
not so much a pasta thing or anything like that.
It's a lot of pasta, of course. We are Italian, so we love pasta, you know. But it's a lot of meat and fish, the langostino, shrimp. A lot of stuff.
Lot of things. Well, listen. So any other changes are going to happen at this restaurant? Are you just going to keep opening up a little more as we get out of COVID?
Yes, the restaurant's going to continue following local mandates, but hopefully we just hope to, as months pass by, to be returning to normal and giving the best service that we have.
No, absolutely. Now, what would you suggest to the travel advisors out there? Should they kind of make a reservation for their client when they come here?
Absolutely. We strongly suggest to make reservations. There's a very high demand for dining al fresco, at this property. So the more in advance that you make the reservation, the bigger the chance that you'll be able to dine al fresco here at the Aquilina.
Well, I'm looking. We're going to be dining here tomorrow night. It's going to be amazing. And I'm depending on you to tell me what to do.
I'm going to do my best, believe me.
Well, Chef Claudio, Jason, thank you so much for taking the time. I enjoyed this meal immensely less than 2 years ago. And then, you know, all hell broke loose in the last year. And we haven't really been dining a lot outside and doing this. But here we're back again and ready to enjoy Il Molino. It's a wonderful place. Book your clients and make sure you get reservations and you can dine al fresco and get food from Chef Claudio. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much and see you soon, everybody.
Thank you so much.
I'm James Schillinglaw and this is Insider Travel Report.